listening to the University of Michigan in Ann Arbor.
I'm Jared Wadley. When a problem arises between two students, schools often use mediation sessions to resolve the conflict. A new University of Michigan study indicates that students benefit in small group interactions to develop skills to peacefully resolve ethnic conflicts. University of Michigan researcher Charles Garvin said these sessions are important, especially in high school, as young people are open to educational influences and to change their personal attitudes and perceptions of the world.
Well, we were particularly concerned about working with groups because very often the tensions exist between groups. So that, I mean, there certainly are tensions where if you and I are students in a given high school, you and I might have some conflict with each other. But very seldom am I aware that the schools bring groups together when very often the problem is embedded in a group. So that if you and I are having a conflict related to our groups, and just you and I talk, there may be other of my friends behind me egging me on. There may be friends behind you egging you on. And these friends are not brought into the discussion, and yet they're playing a strong role in maintaining the problem. And when I've talked to various schools throughout Michigan, and when we were setting up this project and trying to find out what went on, they were afraid that if they brought a group together with another group, that they might have right before their eyes some kind of overt conflict. And so they will tend to avoid bringing groups together because they don't really know how to deal with more than two people at a time. We wanted to work on a project that studied how you could bring groups together and where members of these different groups learn how to talk one another, learn how to try to change some aspect of their school that perpetuates these conflicts. And so the group seemed like a natural place.
Garvin said students in this project are initially reluctant to talk about themselves, but they soon learn to trust each other and realize they have more similarities than differences.
We talk to them about the difficulties they may be having. We engage in various experiences with them that we think will help them to trust one another. During the semester and at the end of the semester, we interview the individuals. And we get a very positive response in which the individuals say they're talking to other students, sometimes to teachers, about things they never talked to them about before, about their feelings about their group and other groups. By the end of the semester, the students are extremely enthusiastic about seeing conflicts resolved. And then part of the proof of it is that the students who've been through this, and they're all juniors, large numbers of them suggested that they come back the following year when they're seniors to be peer facilitators or assistant facilitators, along with the teachers and social workers who we have paired up to facilitate the groups.
School administrators must be willing to commit time and resources to make the intergroup program permanent.
I think the first step is for the schools to make a commitment to provide resources. The second thing is, I think, to have this continue would be to have the schools make even a firmer commitment to supplying teachers and social workers who we would train or would be trained in conducting these groups. It's hard to get that kind of support for an extracurricular activity, which this is. The third thing and most important thing is the schools would have to build this in some way into their curriculum, beyond whether a particular principal or a particular superintendent or a particular professor from the university want to work together. And so what we're working on very hard now is to do two things, to secure a commitment from the schools to continue this on an ongoing basis and to provide the structural supports that it would take. And I think the schools are very enthusiastic about what has happened with this program. I mean, this year one of the schools had the students who were in our program provide an assembly to the entire school demonstrating friendship and dialogue between various groups.
Charles Garvin is a professor emeritus at the U of M School of Social Work.
This has been a production of the University of Michigan News Service. Visit us on the web at www.umich.edu/news.